We're going to be back with more songs that we did and didn't write, but let's get to some stories. Like I said, so tonight we are spotlighting the creative talents of Muscular Clown, which is a comedy video production group that just literally last night won an award at the Film Quest Festival in Provo, Utah for Best Web Series, which is fucking cool. And we're going to screen their series, The Street Wizard's Apprentice. This is the titular street wizard, a veteran of this show and a wonderful man. Please welcome to the stage, Kyle Talley.
Forged in Fire. So, yeah. Living Spell. It's a tough one. So, growing up, I ran the gamut of learning disabilities. I mean, if you think about it, I was probably tested for it and still have it. Attention Deficit Disorder. Check. A.K.A. ADD. Attention Deficit Hyperactive Disorder. ADHD. Also check. Night terrors. As a child, I had terrible, terrible night terrors. Also check. But the two things that fucked me up the most were dyslexia and dysgraphia. For those who don't know what dyslexia is, it's a general term for a disorder that involves difficulty in learning to read or interpret words, letters, and other symbols. But that does not affect general intelligence. I want you guys to remember that, because that's going to be important later. Dysgraphia, which is a learning disability that affects one's writing abilities, it means that, like you know how you sometimes think, oh man, I'm thinking faster than I can write. I literally can't process how quickly, I'm thinking like the Flash, like I'm like, oh, I can read a book in a minute. I have a hard time connecting what I'm thinking to what I'm writing. So, where was I? It can manifest as difficulties with spelling, poor handwriting, trouble putting one's thoughts onto paper. So growing up, with most of these learning disabilities, it really didn't affect my day-to-day life, because all young kids are hyperactive, and to some extent, all of them have short attention spans. So being an attention deficit hyperactive kid doesn't really matter as far as up until third grade. And in fact, I never really did feel dumb until third grade when we began participating in the cruelest grade school invention ever made. And no, friends, I'm not speaking about the presidential fitness test or the mile run. No, I am speaking of the spelling bee. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. The terrible spelling bee. Now, some of you may be thinking, Kyle, don't be silly. The spelling bee is fine, you said. Wrong, I reply. The spelling bee enforces the idea that how one interprets letters and symbols is equivalent to their intelligence. Spelling bees generally teach kids to memorize words rather than actually learn them in fluency, as I'm having a hard time doing right now. Now, of course, literacy teaching does involve a lot of repetition and practice, no doubt. But to master the process, you don't necessarily need to be brought up in front of one's peers and ridiculed publicly for not knowing how to spell a word. So you're saying to yourself, okay, we get it, Kyle. You don't like spelling bees. But you see, it's more than a simple dislike. In grade school, spelling bees made my life a living spell. Roll credits. I'm done. But really, the week before school, before the spelling bee, we had a practice bee in our class. And that was the first time I learned, or at least thought, I was dumb. It was the first of many times to follow where I would be laughed at and not understand why. The day of the school spelling bee, with all the third grade classes, all five of them, I tried to fix it. But my parents, alas, at third grade, I wasn't as good of an actor as I am now. And so they were not fooled, and they sent me to school anyway, saying, you know, we'll see you later in the afternoon at the spelling bee. So the day of the bee comes and goes, and, you know, all the fifth grade classes line up, and we're on stage. And when it gets to me, I stand up and I get my word. And again, I misspell that word. Wow, I also misspelled everything I just read. I misspelled it pretty badly. And there was actually some snickers in the audience from, like, adults. And then I sat down and realized, damn, I'm pretty dumb, you know? And that sucks as a kid, to feel less than for something you cannot control. I mean, it's you know, it's not like I'm saying it scarred me for life or anything. I'm not, you know, it's not like I remember the word bounce. The word was bounce. But I will say that it had an impact. I stopped caring about spelling and caring about trying to improve my literacy. Because of that, I missed out on a lot of adolescent reading, like all the high school reading I didn't do. People who read Shel Silverstein for fun and all that kind of stuff, nothing with me. I didn't start reading again for fun until late college. But then again, not reading helped foster my love for storytelling, so who can say for sure? What I can say for sure is that thanks to Audible, I now have access to thousands of different audiobooks. That means I never have to read with my dumb eyes again. Now, I can enjoy books at the gym, in the car, on a bus, or in the library. In fact, you can use this month's promo code NERDOLOGS, that's NERDOLOGS, for a free trial month. Thank you all.
Yeah. Kyle Talley, everybody, thank you so much for that dynamic mid-roll copy read. Oh my gosh, I do want to say, man, Kyle, I feel you so hard on the presidential fitness test thing. Those were the worst days of school for me. Anybody else out there feel that? I was, like, deathly afraid of those. Just me? All right, fuck you guys. I guess you're all a bunch of Adonises out there who can run a mile and climb a rope. Good for you. Good for you guys. We don't like to gatekeep here. That's not nice. That's not what we're about. Anyway.